There's nothing in there, is there?
Children awake at the start of the day.
Somewhere on the mountain, January 7th, 2007, where our new format is all music and no science. Oh, just kidding. Not everybody's scared. You thought it was an all music show. Steve Barish just crawled in from the cold. It was about 85 out here today. We're working on a third waterfall with the bulldozer.
Wow.
We've got a big pond that we put in with two waterfalls, which aren't hooked up yet there. The pond is about 80 feet by 80 feet, and big old pond. But anyhow, we're on the air. And Steve, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here, buddy. It's only about 20 degrees here.
Oh, that's 20 degrees plus 70 or 80 or what?
Well, that's not even the wind chill factor. It's we expect a lot of snow here tomorrow. So,
well, send some by the way. Yeah, get snow here. If you go to, I think it's Fred Bell on Facebook. I've got pictures of our first snow out here. Had a snow. It covered everything. It was all white for about an hour, maybe two.
Yeah.
And then about 2 hours later, it was 80 degrees again. It's just kind of a little nor'wister, I guess, or nor'easter flew through, or nor'twister.
Yeah.
Something flew through here. And it was really cool because the snow was piled up against the one of the garage doors about 6 inches high where the wind was blowing.
Yeah.
Barefoot walking in the snow. And then, of course, the snow melted and everything became normal. So
yeah.
Now it's summer again. Now it's been 80 every day here this week and over the weekend.
It's going to be beautiful there. I can't wait to get out there.
Yeah, we got a big show. The 14th and 12th through 14th. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
it sounds like we got a call.
Yeah.
Somebody checking in already. Caller.
Hello.
Hello, this is Eric from Phoenix.
Who?
This is Eric.
Hi, Eric. How are you doing? Are you new on the show?
I have a few questions.
Oh, yeah. Well, go ahead. A little background chatter. It's just my sidekick, Buddy Boo. He's a parrot. He sits on my shoulder during the show. Hold me down. Otherwise, I have a tendency to float a little bit. So what can we do for you?
Well, I have a question on the nuclear receptor.
Yeah, go ahead.
What's the difference, like one with a blue sapphire, one with a chakra receptor, and one with more than one colored gem? Like
what
one
you mean,
on
well,
the color on
the blue sapphire. Is yeah. So what colors are you talking about here besides blue?
Like if you have two colors, one color on the bridge.
Oh, okay. A dual tone bridge. It's called a dual tone bridge.
Yeah.
Now, what that does, and we're coming out actually with a professional line of receptors this year. Because we found that the bridge, and Steve has found this out too, the bridge actually has an effect. And so you can amplify, let's say we had a diamond on the bridge, we can amplify the effect of the center stone by the different colors of the bridge. And let's say that we want to, the diamond is a white stone, so it's a full spectrum stone. But let's say that a person wants to do the crown chakra, which is a diamond, but also wants to work a little bit with the pituitary or pineal gland, which is red. So what we would do is we would install a red bridge. In other words, we'd put a bunch of rubies on the bridge, and then a white stone on the top. And that, so it depends on, and if we're using something like a sapphire, we might want to use white stones on the bridge, which it kicks the energy of the sapphire up quite a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to add something to that, Steve? You've been working with this.
Yeah. The idea of changing the stones in that, it can really, really duplicate a lot of power. In other words, if you have a bridge of blue sapphire and you have a diamond as your main stone, it'll kick up the energy quite a lot in the blue sapphire. It's quite interesting how that works. It's just it's an amazing necklace. It's just absolutely amazing. Do you have one? Do you have a nuclear receptor now?
Well, I have both a regular one with a blue sapphire, and also I have a silver one, but that's a chakra one.
Well, let me ask a question. You have your nuclear receptor. Do you have a solid silver nuclear receptor, or do you just have the silver nuclear receptor?
I have the silver plated one. I mean, the silver one.
Not solid silver.
And then I have a gold plated one.
Gold plated one. Okay. The idea of the nuclear receptor when you bought that is to be able to help you clear your toxins out of your body. And the stone that was picked for you was a blue sapphire. And a blue sapphire does an awful lot. And the biggest thing it does is that it will help your heart. It will actually balance you out. So it's quite interesting that you have a blue sapphire, because that's quite a beautiful stone.
Yeah, now when you have a solid silver one, it gets rid of a lot of people when they get older to have small infections in their body from you know, usually in the bones and around the bone area. And this is just the accumulation of poor eating habits over the years and not enough exercise. And so the solid silver one will help get rid of these infections. Silver has been proven, like, for example, colloidal silver is a natural antibiotic.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go into solid silver, you're getting a natural antibiotic effect that affects the entire body. And whereas the plated ones will work, but they don't have that antibacterial effect that the silver ones do.
You're right.
My chakra one is also been dipped in white gold. When we're supposed to use kinesiology?
What do you
want to
do? What is your goal?
When I tried kinesiology, it didn't really work, so I tried dowsing with a pendulum.
Yeah.
I was wondering, how does the two really differ?
Well, I don't know what chakra one has what stone in it. What stone do you have in that one?
Well, like, when I doused it says I need, the blue sapphire, the ruby, and the yellow sapphire.
Okay. Okay, but we don't make a. I don't think we make a yellow sapphire one in a regular over-the-counter receptor. I think those are all special order.
Right.
Have a yellow sapphire one now?
Not yet.
Okay.
I got the blue
one.
I have blue stones right now.
Yeah, get a yellow sapphire is solar plexus, and if you get one, get solid silver. It's a good investment. You can always change the stones in it, whereas the ones you've got now, you can't change the stones in them because the mountings are brittle and they'll break. They're made out of a pewter-type material with zinc cadmium, which is fine for radiation absorption, but it's not very good to change stones out, so it's a lot cheaper. Go ahead and get a silver one, and then in the long run, you can change it out as your body evolves. If you're having problems... Physiology showing up where you're not getting, when you do the pendulum, do you get a result?
Yeah, because it goes up and down for yes. That's how it was able to pick the correct stones.
Yeah, so you went ahead and got a result when you did the pendulum then.
Yeah, that's how I ordered the chakra one.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I probably a yellow sapphire would be good for you because it sounds like you got some blockages in the liver and need some cleansing down there and the also the kidneys. What are you doing, Steve, on a reading on him?
I think the Yellowstone would be really good for him.
Yeah, that's what I get too. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Ask him what blockage do you see when you look at him clairvoyantly anyway.
What?
Well, Steve scan you. He's an amazing remote healer.
I think the Yellowstone would be really good for your liver. Very good for your liver. What I'm actually doing, I'm scanning your body, and I'm picking up your liver. May I ask a question? Do you have
sure.
a lot of anger?
A what?
Do you have a lot of anger?
No.
No? Okay. I'm still picking up liver.
I get kicked off during rush hour, but normally I'm pretty cool.
Yeah, I think it would be really, really good for you.
Where are you located, anyway? What part of the country are you in?
Phoenix.
Oh, okay. How's the temperature over there? Is it warm?
It's late 80s in the 70s.
Yeah, so it's been about the same as it is over here. How about at night? Does it stay down in the 50s over there this time of year?
It's 40s and 50s, depending
yeah.
on the area, the valley.
Okay. Yeah, because we're on the edge of the desert down here near Palm Springs, so I was just wondering how the weather was.
Oh, you're near Palm Springs?
Yeah, we're about 30 miles from Palm Springs, yeah.
Oh, I thought you were closer to the coast.
No, yeah, well, I have a house over on the coast, but I haven't been over there. It's beautiful over on the coast, but... It's Laguna Beach has gotten so crowded that I just rented the house out over there and moved over here where I have, where I can get to move around a little bit. I do like the old ocean view we used to have, but we got a good mountain view now. But what I didn't like in Laguna Beach is all the people. You know, you can reach out 10 feet and touch your neighbor's house. And when I first got that place 30 years ago, there wasn't anything around it. And then houses built up around it everywhere. I wasn't smart enough to buy the lots up, which I could have bought dirt cheap around my house, which later sold for hundreds of thousands of dollars. Might could have bought them for a few thousand. You know, a lot of hindsight here in my real estate planning.
Oh, I got a question. In my 20s, I started getting epilepsy, and I was wondering if that was because, I almost lost my mother when I was... five. I was wondering if that was caused by emotional scarring or something.
Yeah.
Because the doctors couldn't figure out why I didn't have brain damage or my siblings or parents don't have it.
Yeah.
So I was wondering if it was from could be emotional based or something.
I'll let Steve take that question.
I think what it is that the actual Yellowstone would be good for you in terms of your liver because there's a lot going on emotionally for you, and I think it would be really, really good to get that Yellowstone. And I think also it will help ground you, which you need.
The Yellowstone, would put that in the silver or on the bridge?
Yes, you want that... What I would do is order a solid silver receptor and have a Yellowstone in there, and I think that'll help you tremendously.
Well, I have a my solid silver one to be repaired because one of the stones fell off the bridge.
Yeah. Well, the bridge itself, you have a, do you have a 3 or 4 wing bridge?
Leg bridge.
Right. What I would highly suggest, if you want, is you can send that necklace back, and they'll put a Yellowstone in there for you. Whatever that costs, I don't know. But it will really, really help you because you really need to be grounded.
Okay, so maybe I'll have them convert the center one from blue to a Yellowstone.
Yeah, unless you have somebody in your family that could use the blue stone necklace, if you were kind enough and generous, which it feels like you are, you can give that to one of your siblings or one of your children.
Mm-hmm.
That would be good to do also.
My cholesterol is kind of high, and garlic doesn't seem to work too well. Anything to bring it down?
Yeah, well, our Pirlo formula would help a lot.
What was that?
The Pirlo formula, the trace mineral formula, that helps quite a bit too, you know. And then I recommend on top of that going to the health food store and taking vitamin E and lecithin and different oil formulas that you can get there, like the there's pumpkin seed oil, which is good. That works on your liver and lowers your cholesterol, which I take every day. There's a thing called nanokinase, N-A-N-O-K-I-N-E-S-E, which lowers your blood pressure and opens up your arteries, because obviously if you have high cholesterol, it's probably the HDL cholesterol, the high-density lipoprotein, which will eventually cause an arterial problem. So the nanokinase will lower the problems with the buildup of cholesterol deposits in the bloodstream. It saves a lot of people. It stops a lot of heart attacks before they occur. I take that too. And then the omega 6 formulas, not from fish oil, but from natural sources. Just go to your health food store and ask for omega 6, not omega 3, but omega 6, which is like linoleic acid and those different things in that category. And you'll be no cholesterol, and you know you'll have low cholesterol. Your energy will be much higher. You know, between the Pirlo and the oils and the new receptor, you'll be a different person within, I'd say, about a month and a half to 6 weeks, to 8 weeks rather. Takes a little while, but and with the nanokinase, I would take two of those a day for a while. They're tiny little pills, and they're just like little capsules, but they're amazing. They were developed over in Japan.
Yeah.
Steve knows about this. He's had a heart attack already.
Yes.
So he knows.
I'm on nanokinase now, so it's really, really good stuff. It keeps your arteries and veins wide open, so it's really important.
Before Steve became a vegetarian, he was a big meat eater, and I warned him for years, don't do that.
Yeah.
And he finally had his heart attack, and he says, yeah, Fred, you were right on that one.
You're always right with that stuff.
Yeah, but, that would be really good for you to do. I've had over 1 million clients in my career here, and we've been pretty accurate. And after you talk to and deal with over 1 million people over 34 or 5 years, you develop a knack for what works and what doesn't. Especially when I'm 66 years old, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I have to watch myself too, just like all the rest of you guys, you know.
Right. Right.
I have vigorous today. I usually shovel dirt every day out here on the farm because there's always something to be built. So I take the bulldozer and I level something and then I have to trim it. And so I'm shoveling dirt or running on an exercise machine pretty much every day.
That's great.
Yeah. And I don't eat much, but I still have to fight my way. I'm one of these weight where I just looking at something, you know. I don't have to look at cheese, or I could look at a glass of water and probably gain a pound, you know. We'll have to fight that, too, you know?
Hello?
Yeah, I think he's off the line now.
Yeah, he just hung up, yeah.
Yeah, well, we try to help everybody, you know. So tell me about the white flamethrower.
Oh,
can you hear Buddy Billy?
Gosh.
Really,
yeah,
excited.
I got the flamethrower 2 days ago. Fred and I were talking about a flamethrower for me. I had got a message to get a white flamethrower about the same time that Fred got it. And I opened up the box yesterday.
What was it like
ago.
When you saw your white flamethrower? Only two in the whole world.
It's unbelievable, Fred. It's about 500 times the power of the black one.
Yeah, it's a different energy. The black one is for drawing out poison.
Yes, and this energy is absolutely positive. The thing about this energy, Fred, is that you really have to look at it in multidimensional levels. You can't look at it at a regular level. In other words, when I took it out of the box, I was unfocusing on the energy of that, and my hair actually stood on edge, the hair on my arms. It was just so powerful. I have it in my meditation room now.
Wow.
And it's powerful, Fred. It was so powerful that it made my hair stand up on edge. Now, I had a client yesterday with a fistula.
Okay.
And she was in tremendous
pain.
That's
not a fist to you, right?
Pardon?
That's not a fist to you, right?
Oh, no.
You better explain to everybody what a fistula is. A lot of people don't.
Well, a fistula is inside a woman's, I believe it's her uterus, and also when she urinates, the pain can be extremely uncomfortable.
Yeah, usually it's a small growth. Would she have a small growth? Or a real
I believe
sense?
So. I believe so.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
She came in. Now, the energy that I was using, I was using the energy from the white flamethrower. In other words, what I was doing, I was tuning into the energy of the flamethrower in my house, in my meditation room, and I was also open up to the energy from heaven. So I was using, God came through, of course. But the white flamethrower was using so much energy. She had never felt anything like that before in her life. And what happened was is that she calmed down within about 30 seconds.
Wow.
She was in so much pain. And so what happened was after about 20 minutes or 30 minutes of working with her, I tuned in, and her lower spine was a lot of the problem. And I worked on the lower spine, and I would say that 95% of the pain went away. I turned her over and put my hands on her tummy and did some work, and I think within a half hour she was much, much better. And so I credit the white flamethrower with a lot of that energy. It's just pure white energy. It's extremely powerful. And,
yeah. Now, where did you? How did you apply that? Where was the flamethrower in relationship to where she was?
The flamethrower was in my meditation room at home. I was in my office, so I was contacting the white energy, the white flamethrower at home, and using that energy along with the energy from heaven, and that's when everything started to happen. And I'd say within a half hour.
So you were doing some quantum.
Yes,
you were
doing
some quantum work here. In other words, you were doing some entanglement with her the atoms in her body and the cells and the molecules, along with what the energy was of the flamethrower.
The flamethrower. Now the energy is quite interesting. She said that she had never felt that amount of energy, and I've been working on this child for, oh, God, the better part of most of her life. I think it's been about 10, 12 years, and she's about 20, 24 now, 25, and she was in tremendous pain. When I had got finished with her, she
right.
was almost asleep on the table, and I was still focusing. I was still using the white energy. And she had never felt any kind of energy like that before in her life. It was so powerful, it was putting her to sleep. And
wow.
She was talking very, very slowly. and she was in no pain, and her mind was clear. So I owe that a lot, of course, to God. But the white flamethrower, I was really using that energy. And the way that I look at it, Fred, is that I look at it multidimensionally. I don't look at it like just a flamethrower. I'm looking at it maybe in fourth dimension instead of just one dimension. So what I'm doing is looking at all the energy of the flamethrower itself at one time. And when you're looking at those levels of energy, it just does a job, Fred.
Have you had any personal meditations with the flamethrower?
I haven't done that yet because I'm working with my my nuclear receptor. I'm going through the nuclear receptor as we speak, as a matter of fact. Do you remember when I was working with the platinum receptor?
Yeah.
The platinum projector, and I went through the back, and I was actually looking out the front of the projector. I'm looking out. As a matter of fact, about 15, 20 minutes ago, I finally went through the nuclear receptor, so I'm looking out the front of the nuclear receptor also.
Wow.
But the necklaces are so powerful, Fred. I got to hand it to you, man. These necklaces are, like, unbelievably powerful. And I'm not talking about one dimension, two dimensions. I'm talking about three or four dimensions. And to be able to see that kind of energy, it's just incredible because it opens you up to a whole new level of energy. I'm finding out that these necklaces are a lot more than what we even thought they were. I mean, this is really serious stuff.
Yeah, you
really
see that. If you knew some of the people that are involved with and studying these things, we just had one of the main people at Microsoft wear one the other day.
Uh-huh.
One of the main people there, and he said he went through the roof.
Yeah.
Give any names out, but he said this guy was a colonel in the Air Force, and he flew 100 missions in Vietnam, and now he's a consultant to Fortune 500 companies that can't give a name out.
Right.
These are the kinds of people that are coming to us and saying, my God, these things are incredible. And pretty soon the Fortune 500 companies are all going to be using them. I'm blown away by the progress.
Well, the energy.
We don't advertise, you know.
Right, I know we don't.
Yeah.
No, we don't. But the amazing thing is now, Fred, what I'm seeing is, I really wanted to talk to you about this before I mentioned it to the public, but what I'm seeing is that the chakras are all coming into a main governor almost in front of us within about 12 feet. And they're all aiming at this one chakra, this main governor. And so it's something I've never seen before, and it's quite interesting. So in other words, I'm looking out at the chakras going into this main governor, and we have a governor above the body, behind us, and in front of us, and in the feet, and above us also. But this is a new governor that I've never seen before. So it's pulling all the energy to the front of it. So the chakras are really opening up and firing to this main governor. So whatever this necklace does, I mean, I'm looking at things at a much different level now than I've ever looked before, and that's because of the white flamethrower. So there's things that are happening now that are just incredible, and I you know, when I started doing work with this white flamethrower is when I started working with my nuclear receptor and going through it. So it's pressing me to do other things that I've never even seen before.
Yeah, well, so, and I knew, you know, I kept, we built, we had that, my daughter finished that thing about September.
Right.
It was not there in the shipping dock, and I kept saying to Rebecca, I says, you know, ship that thing to Steve Barrett. He really needs it.
Finally,
she shipped it to you, and now I'm glad that you've got it.
It's opening me up to many, many, many. I can't even tell you the levels of multidimensional levels that I'm seeing now. So I think the Andromedans were right. You know, they talked to you, and they talked to me, and they said to make him that that white flamethrower. So they were right on target, Fred. They were
one of my
on target.
One of my listeners in England reported on the chat room that he's seeing a rainbow of colors around Steve Barish, including a thick layer of red on the outside.
Yeah.
What do you think? You're getting a reading done on you now.
That's wonderful. I could use all the readings I can get.
Yeah. He likes the reading. Well, he's
yeah.
listening. So.
Yeah, I think the idea of the flamethrower. Now, I can't wait till we start playing around with the Omnions and different things of that nature, because the energy that's coming out of this white flamethrower is so powerful, Fred, that when I touched this young lady last night on her tummy, I mean, the energy was so powerful, Fred, it changed her immediately. I mean, just immediate. It was so immediate, Fred, that the pain was gone.
Yeah, now that's really cool.
Yeah, so there's a lot doing with this flamethrower. So, I've only been working with it for 2 days, and I'm seeing a whole array of new energy, which is really incredible that I can play with and have fun with it. So that's what I'm doing, and that's really a lot of fun for me.
Yeah, just so people understand what we're talking about, we use the flamethrower as it's a device that really got its, introduction to law enforcement right after 9/11, when I shipped four of them, like on 9/15 or 9/20, out to a chiropractor back in Connecticut, and one of my clients. We make them normally in red and black and green and blue, and each one goes into your house, pointing outside, away from your house, and they look kind of like a small fire star. Or if you go on our website, www.pyridine.com, you'll see them there. And so when we shipped the flamethrower out, the very first shipment we ever did, which consisted of four of them, they arrived in Connecticut just after 9/11 at this chiropractor's house, and his wife was there, and she, you know, accepted the UPS delivery of them. And then about an hour later, the sheriff showed up and said, "We've heard that you have flamethrowers here. Why do you have four of them?" And so she says, "You can't come in, and my husband will be home at 5 o'clock. So come in, and he'll explain it to you." So. Mm-hmm. The sheriff came back at 5 o'clock with his deputy, and of course the doctor explained to them that, you know, the only thing he could come up with, well, he showed him one of them. He says these are sculptures, because I mean he's not going to be able to explain to them that they're healing devices and protective shields.
Right.
The cops are on his doorstep when they show up, and that was the inauguration of our first four flamethrowers that we ever sold.
Yeah.
So they have which is cool, because they get, you know, the lower, I consider police, you know, the sheriff, like the sheriff down here, Steve Douglas, the undersheriff of Riverside County, is a very good friend of mine. He comes over and visits all the time, and then sometimes two or three cop cars are here at my house at once, and that's all cool. The bottom line is that freaks out people that have a guilty conscience.
Yeah.
And so the fact is that the flamethrower, you know, got into that kind of energy, that protective energy where the police have to work. It's a good thing, because it shows that this broad spectrum of what it can do. And in the very first shipment that the sheriff of Connecticut shows up wanting to know what they are, even though they were, you know, he was very happy to see him and very thankful.
Right.
They weren't real, you know, military flamethrowers.
Right.
The karmic, impact of that was really cool.
Well, the interesting part about this flamethrower that I'm picking up, as I'm talking, it's getting brighter and brighter.
Are you looking at it now?
Yes, I'm looking at it now. It's in the other room, but I'm actually seeing the energy of it. It's very protective in terms of any kind of governmental thing that's going on. In other words, if they're trying to reach to do something, it'll cut them off like 1, 2, 3. I mean, it's just... This white flamethrower is extremely powerful. I've never seen this much power in any kind of instrument before in my life.
Yeah, what's your phone number so people can call you?
Oh, yeah. Actually, it's 585-461-3319. I'm calling from home now. They're willing. They're ready. Anytime they want to give me a call after the show, it'd be fine. But the white flamethrower itself. Now, we've never made a white flamethrower before, so this is all new. And I can just see the white light of it is it's more light than I've ever seen before, Fred.
Oh, that's
and I've
cool.
seen a lot of light. So it's very, very protective, and nothing can get through it so far, the shield of the flamethrower, nothing. So I think we have something that's pretty powerful here. And as I'm saying, I'm seeing more, much, much more multidimensionally. So if people out there that are as good, if not better than I am, I think that they would flip out over this. It's just incredible. Absolutely incredible.
Wow.
I've never seen this. And when I tell you there's a buzz to this energy, there's a buzz to it. I mean, it's clear, Fred. It's almost like when I get around the Ark of the Covenant. It's that kind of energy.
Yeah, what's happening with the Ark of the Covenant right now?
Well, I haven't seen it in about 6 months, but I was playing with it quite a lot. I was allowed to go inside the Ark of the Covenant, and it's a completely different universe, but I can't really say too much about it right now. But I've been in it several times, and it's quite powerful. It's probably, without a question, probably the most powerful energy I've ever felt besides this flamethrower.
Yeah.
It's really, really powerful.
And so the Ark of the Covenant is somewhere in the world.
It's being watched over, actually. It's in the Mideast, and it's actually being watched over by a family that's been watching over it for 1,000 years, or maybe 2,000 years, 3,000
years. So is it like in a cave, or is it not somebody?
I think it's in a room somewhere along the way. They bring it in almost every day, and they're dressed as they were 3,000 years ago.
Wow.
So it has quite a loud hum. And if you are not one of the people who are allowed to get close to that, I think it could emulsify somebody if they entered that kind of energy.
Yeah, well, you know, I know our products. You know, like we in Laguna Beach, we have, we only rented out the lower part of the house to some relatives, but
right.
The upstairs we have a full blown system in operation as we speak.
Yes, yes.
And in that system. We have people come in the house, and they cannot stand the energy for very long because it just fries them if they're not purified. In other words, a meat eater or a heavy drug or alcohol person, if they come into that field, they oftentimes have to go back down to the middle level and use the bathroom to basically throw up into the toilet many times because they couldn't handle it. And then after a few more visits, then they're able to come upstairs. But a lot of times people have to sit on the stairs. Even when I do used to do my seminars back there in the summer,
mm-hmm.
we'd have
mm-hmm.
50 people come in to the seminar and come into the living room, and it's a stairway, it's a spiral staircase up the stairs to the living room from, you know,
mm-hmm.
floors below,
mm-hmm.
and some of them
mm-hmm.
could never come all the way up. They'd have to sit on the staircase.
Right.
To watch the laser show and all the other stuff.
Well, I remember that a couple of years ago when I was out.
Did you come
house,
to one of those?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was
cool.
Incredible. The most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, and
it was really incredible.
Because I was writing my book, I didn't get a chance to set the energy up here.
Mm-hmm.
But now, Fred Lord is we're working on the X1 healing machine now. It's being built as
right.
we speak.
Right.
And so as a result, we're going to set that. System up, a system like that here in
mm-hmm.
the mountains high in the sky
mm-hmm.
where we live now.
Right.
So we're going to start reorchestrating that energy that we have over there. But people come here and they say it's more like a Buddha. When you walk into our foyer, we have a 1,000-pound Buddha head. It's actually a waterfall when you walk
mm-hmm.
in. This place,
mm-hmm.
this house, this estate has many, many waterfalls on it, three of them
right.
which I built and one which is in the foyer.
Right.
Because running water is a sign of calmness.
Yes.
So people say, oh, my God, this place is so calm, you know. And so you're going to love it when you get here.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
I can't wait. I think the idea also, the power that's in your house, if your mind is not clear, it's pretty hard to stay in there. Your mind's got to be pretty clear to receive that kind of energy. And if you have bad thoughts, that's going to throw you from here to tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, I agree with that.
So, right. So the your mind's got to be really focused to handle that kind of energy that's in your house. And most of the people that come in there, you know, they're really interested in learning and their minds are pretty clear. So if your mind isn't clear, that's the last place you want to be. As a matter of fact, I think the master crystals that you have, I know my master crystal is extremely powerful. I think it's actually almost like a watchdog.
Yeah, it is. That's why the people in Arkansas use them to protect them from robberies and stuff.
I would think so.
Steal them. They're impossible to steal because people have tried to steal them and they get caught immediately.
I would think. And not only that, but I think I can get sick trying to steal that.
Yeah. I've only got one master crystal because we only have one at a time, and that's in Laguna. But I'm going to go up to Laguna. I've got a couple of master crystals that I want to bring down here until they're sold. I'm going to use them as the energy of them until somebody claims them, basically.
Right.
I also have Mac Girls here, too. I've got this beautiful Mac Girl, which I'm showing on the Ustream right now to a lot of viewers out there. And this Mac Girl is the rarest form of crystal there is in the world, and this stuff sells for $2,500 a pound.
Wow.
This weighs about 2 pounds, so imagine what it's worth, and the value is going up. Sometimes they're going for $3,000. It's because of the healing. I used this over at the Cedars of Sinai, a hospital on a terminally ill patient who had been in a fatal car wreck, but energy saved his life. And I still, Cedars of Sinai Hospital in Los Angeles is not a institution that you would sneeze at, and this is one of the crystals we use there. So I brought this over from Laguna, by the way. Too bad you don't have a computer yet so you can see this stuff.
No, Fred, I'm really trying to save my money right now. You know, I'm
$300 isn't that much for a really – I mean, that's how cheap they are. On eBay, you can get them for $150.
Yeah, well, I should really go get one then if they're that cheap.
Yeah. The $300 is the one I got for Rebecca. I think out the door with sales tax is like $341 or something.
Yeah.
And it does everything that any of mine do. My more expensive ones, they're all, it does everything. It has 100 and almost 200 gigabytes of memory, which you'll never use. Mm-hmm. The most you'll ever use probably is pushing it, 160 gigabytes of memory. It has it has 2 gigabytes of RAM in the front, read and record memory. You know, it used to be you get 250 kilobytes, now you get 2 gigabytes. And it's $300. I mean, it's got the CD player. You can watch CDs. And I'll tell you something else you want to get. Do you ever have time to watch TV or movies or anything?
Movies I watch. I don't watch television.
Okay. There's a thing called ROKU, Roku.
Mm-hmm.
And I subscribe to Netflix for $9 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Bought a Roku machine for $99, hooked it up to my TV set. It works off the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
And I can watch first-run movies, absolutely any movie I want to watch on my TV in high definition for nothing, for $9.98 a month.
Wow.
Yeah, that's something else you want to look into. When you're ready, I'll give you the exact details on it.
Okay, that's cool. That's cool.
Now, what I need today is I have a special request for my viewers and listeners, okay? And I'm announcing this now. I need you guys to do me a favor. Okay. You know that motorcycle that I have that I had when I was 18 years old?
That's right. I remember that.
Well, I got it back after 40 years, and I have the motorcycle completely restored minus the motor. And I shipped the motor down to a guy who has been written up. His name is Bill Arizio, and he's down in New Orleans. And so I sent this very valuable serial number 2 motor to him. I sent him a bunch of money to fix it. and he's been sitting on it now for 3 years. And that's ridiculous.
Okay.
So what I need to do, I want him to send the motor back. I don't care, in the unrepaired state to me, because I have
mm-hmm.
people out here now that can fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And he's, you know, he wants to fix it, but he's taking too long.
Okay.
So what I need everybody to do is to email him and say, in a nice way, don't be negative, say, Mr. Arizio, please send Dr. Bell's motor back to him, even though it's not finished. He needs it now. And I want everybody to take a note. It's B-I-L-L-A-Z-I-O. I'm sorry, B-I-L-L-O-R-A-Z-I-O. That's B-I-L-L-O-R-A-Z-I-O at AOL.com.
Mm.
Okay, it's, once again, Bill, like B-I-L-L, Arizio, O-R-A-Z-I-O, at AOL.com.
Mm-hmm.
Please, you know, to have, you know, you don't have to do that because you don't have a computer. I want everybody in England, everybody to email this guy and say, please send Dr. Bell's motor back to him. He really needs it. And those of you that are really brave, really brave, his phone number at his shop is 985-893-4011 or 985-373-4245. Okay, so that's all area codes, 985-893-4011 or 985-373-4245. I'd really appreciate everybody to call him or go ahead and email him. Once again, at B-I-L-L-O-R-A-Z-I-O at AOL.com. Bill Arizio at AOL.com.
Mm-hmm.
And that's that motorcycle that you see on BBS Radio. That's the motorcycle that you see everywhere. And I really want that motorcycle finished now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be negative to a person, but he's had more than enough time. And it would really help me. And you can send copies of your emails to fredbell@paradigm.com. So that's out of the way now. I just want everybody to do that, and I'd be so thankful because this is a special treasure. I rode this thing when I was 18 years old, crashed it. When I finally found it after 40 years of searching for it, it's one of the rarest Hondas in the world, you know, and I almost didn't want to restore it. I almost wanted to leave it alone, but I decided finally I had to ride this thing once again, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway. You can do it too. If you get a hold of, you have a computer somewhere, you should email him. Send him a healing energy or something. This guy is a, I love the guy, but he's
I'm sending
him energy. He's got a lot of spaciness, you know what I mean? He's not a bad person. He's sweet, but I mean, please help me out here cuz he needs waking up somehow.
Well, I'm sending him energy now, so.
Yeah. But you know, it's just one of those things that has to be dealt with.
Yes. Not a problem. Actually,
what?
Hold on a second. Let me just.
Even Buddy Boo wants to ride on it, you know?
That would be a lot of fun for you to have.
Yeah, I had it. You know, I got the motorcycle here. It's all been restored. I've spent a lot of money on it over 3 years, you know, to save up. I spent, I don't know, probably $5,000 over a three-year period just on making the body and everything all beautiful.
Right.
And Bill Silver, who's Mr. Honda, will put it back together for me. He wants to do it. He sent emails to Bill Arizio, but Bill Arizio just doesn't want to, Bill Arizio at AOL.com, doesn't really respect what I'm doing. And I really wanted this thing back because I'm old now and I want to ride it a few more times.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? It's a
Absolutely.
Cool bike.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be good for you to do. Now, hold on a second. I'm grabbing a pencil here so I can give him a call.
Oh, okay.
I had to walk to the other side of the room here.
Yeah, that would be really cool if you could call him up and tell him you're the world-famous psychic healer and you need and Dr. Bell needs his motorcycle.
Okay, Bill.
Yeah.
Bill. Give me his number again.
Okay, 985.
985.
I'm going to give you three numbers. It's all 985. It's New Orleans. He's just north of New Orleans, right across Lake Pontchartrain.
Right.
First number is 893-4011.
4011, yes.
The next one is 373-4245. That's his cell phone.
2-4-5 cell.
And then
okay.
And then the last one is 867-3412. That's his house. So call all of them. If you can't reach him, the house or the cell phone are the best numbers to reach him on. Explain to him that, you know, Dr. Bell is reaching out to the world now to get his motorcycle finished.
And where is he? Where does he live at? So I know what time to call him.
Oh, he's in New Orleans, just north of town.
Okay.
So I don't know exactly what the name of the town is, but just across the bridge, right, concentrate.
Okay.
So he's like about 25 miles north of New Orleans.
Okay.
And he has one of the biggest Honda collections in the world of motorcycles.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he's a contractor down there. He had several houses, you know, that he was leasing out and renting out before the hurricane, and then some of them after the hurricane he lost, and he had to trash them, and some of them he fixed.
Right.
But I just, you know, I wish he'd never asked to do my motorcycle. He begged me to do the motor on it, and I sent it to him, and then he hasn't done it. So he's done it halfway, and I sent him a lot of money, and I'd love to see him finish it, but I don't want to wait for him. I'd rather have my friend Bill Silver, who's also world famous. They call him Mr. Honda.
Uh-huh.
And Bill Silver, by the way, teaches EFT, which is a very good form of healing. So he's an internationally known healer himself, although he works on motorcycles all the time. And he's been to Japan. Everybody at Honda knows him. He's like the foremost authority on Hondas.
That's wonderful.
I was collecting those Hondas. You know, I sold a bunch of my collection off when the times got rough. I had to sell off some very valuable ones to keep alive, but now I'll reaccumulate them at some point, you know, once we can afford them. I had some of the most coolest Hondas on the planet, but the most valuable one, obviously, is the one that he's got, and that's the one I didn't sell.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we'll certainly give him a phone call and give him some love and light and try to get that back for you as best we can.
Yeah, and so now today we only got 3 more minutes left. Yeah,
wow,
well,
that was fast.
They want to kick us off at 5 minutes to the hour so they can get the next person on, and we've been a little selfish. We usually get off about right at the top of the hour, so I want to start being fair to the, I think, I don't know who follows me. It used to be Niles Flower or something, but somebody else follows me on Thursday, so I want to be fair to the people that are going to follow us. So we've got 2 minutes left. Is there anything you want to say or put your phone number out again or what?
Well, actually, let me give him my cell phone. It's 585-746-8321. I'm going to be on the radio tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to be discussing the projectors and the necklace, the super receptor and the projector. So we'll have a lot of fun tomorrow night talking about it. I haven't done anything with the ARC for about 6 months, so I don't have anything to report on that.
Yeah.
But it's still alive and very well, so question.
So now do you have your clinic, or you got it in your house now, or how do you work that?
No, what I'm doing is my clinic is in a different place. I'm doing just straight meditation. Actually, I call it my holy room.
Yeah.
And I'm just doing meditation in there, and I'm trying to set that room up for just pure meditation.
Cool.
So I'm bringing my friends over to share that room and to give them as much love and light as I possibly can, or anybody that really needs a lot of help.
Yeah. Did you ever hear from that lady? I forget her name, but she was out of Sedona, Arizona, that was running around.
Oh, you're talking about Valerie?
Valerie, yeah, Olmsted. Whatever happened to her?
Valerie called me 2 days ago, and she wants me to give her a call. Very good. I've been meaning to give her a phone call. She called me a couple days ago.
Yeah.
And she's really a sweetheart, so I really need to give her a call back. Thank you for reminding me.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm here for.
Yeah. You're right on the ball with that.
Yeah.
Right on the ball. Very nice person.
Oh, yeah.
And,
my guys in England sent Bill Arizio an email. That was good.
That's great.
I think you got it spelled right. Bill Arizio, A-O-R-A-Z-I-O. Yeah, you got it right,
okay.
Vroom, vroom. Hey, how do you pronounce W-M-M-V-R-V-R-R-M? Like vroom, vroom, like you're driving your car,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, vroom, vroom.
Yeah.
That's how I would pronounce it. Vroom.
Yeah, so anyhow,
motorcycle,
he's always, I watch him on the chat room. We have a chat room on Ustream so that I'm able to monitor everything. Anyhow,
well,
you
can see the gentleman that was telling you about my aura? Or the
He said his last comment was, I'm seeing the flamethrower's energy now. Steve is broadcasting well.
Yeah.
And he has turned me on through Facebook to some very cool people. One of them is an actress. I forget her name, but she's some English actress who emails me quite frequently now. And
right.
She's pretty well known over there, so he's hooked up to some neat people. And
that's cool.
Anyhow, we're over. That means we got to go. We're getting the loud squawk.
Okay.
That's the end of the show, squawk. Hey, it's the end of the show. We got it. So I'm reachable at 1-800-729-2603, and I'll crank up the music now. Here goes the music, and we'll just wait till they kick us off the air. How's that? Can't be any more selfish than that. You've been listening to Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show, January 7th, 2010. And, we're only 2 years away from the end of the world, as people know it, and the beginning of a much better place. FredBell@Paradigm.com. And that's it. Hey, Steve, thanks for being on the show, man.
Absolutely, buddy.
All right. We're checking out, baby. All right.